AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Candidates holding rallies tonight. Vice President Kamala Harris in Atlanta.
So, Georgia, it is so good to be back. And I am very clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state.
And after Donald Trump appeared to back away somewhat from his earlier commitment to debate.
As the saying goes, if you've got something to say,
Lisa Dwyer reports on complaints about online searches.
Social media users say a lack of Google autocomplete results about former President Donald Trump and his attempted assassination are evidence of election interference. Users say results pulled up references to other assassination attempts, including that of Harry Truman and Gerald Ford, but nothing for Trump. Instead, two options were provided, President Donald Duck and President Donald Reagan. Google says that its autocomplete feature has automated protections regarding violent topics, including for searches about theoretical assassination attempts. Google says its systems were out of date even prior to July 13th, meaning that the protections already in place could not take into account that an actual assassination attempt had occurred. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Secret Service's acting director testified about the attempted assassination of former President Trump at a Senate hearing. Ronald Rose says he went to the rooftop where the gunman opened fire.
What I saw made me ashamed. As a career law enforcement officer and a 25-year veteran with the Secret Service, I cannot defend why that roof was not better secured.
As for Venezuela's election, President Biden discussed the disputed result with Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. They jointly called for the government to release detailed voting data. Lula is an ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. This is AP News. At the Paris Olympics, Simone Biles and Team USA powered to gold in women's gymnastics, and U.S. women won bronze in rugby sevens with a comeback victory over Australia. And Alex Turnbull reports there are questions whether the triathlon will be able to be run.
Still no swimming in the Seine at the Paris 2024 Olympics this year. Organizers said this morning they've had to postpone the swimming leg of the competition because the quality of the water down here just doesn't meet health standards, and they are now hoping that they can organize it Wednesday. The key player here is going to be the weather. We've gone from torrential rain during the opening ceremony last Friday to scorching heat in just about 3 or 4 days. But that's a good thing. I mean, dry weather is a good thing. Rain causes levels of E. coli and bacteria in the Seine to rise. So organizers have their fingers crossed that it stays dry.
Again, that's the AP's Alex Turnbull. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.